School News Roll Call, October 2018 publication for Burbank Unified School District. We open with an article from Dr. Matt Hill, superintendent, stating, among other things, the following. From a report by West Ed, Silent Recession, Why California School Districts Are Underwater Despite Increasing in Funding, Crowson and Willis, 2018. Quote, despite projected increases in the state and local education funding between 2017-18 and 2021-22, California school districts face fiscal pressures that threaten to destabilize school district budgets and force reductions in services to students, unquote. First, education spending during the recession of 2008 was cut dramatically. With inflation included, the current funding has returned the state of California to 2007-2008 levels. If you take out inflation, school districts are at the same funding level as they were 10 years ago. However, while funding levels are the same, state district costs have risen due to inflation and the state pushing down increased retirement costs to school districts. For example, the state used to require Burbank Unified School District to pay $7 million per year in retirement costs. We now pay $16 million per year, and it will increase by another $2 million next year. With flat inflation, adjusted funding, and rising costs, school districts are having to make difficult decisions. While some school districts have restructured budgets, secured local funding via grants or parcel taxes, raised class sizes, cut programs and services, or frozen compensation increases, in Burbank, we have cut and restructured district office services, reduced non-labor spending, secured grants, and frozen compensation levels. 2016-17, no raises were offered. 2017-18, we are still negotiating a 2% raise, and there are no raises in the budget for the next 3 years. The Burbank Unified School District Administration deemed it necessary and advisable to submit a parcel tax proposition to the electors, which, if approved by a two-thirds of the votes cast, would permit the district to authorize a qualified special tax. November 6 is an important election for Burbank residents, with an opportunity to vote on a new governor, state superintendent of public instruction, and a local property tax measure to support schools, Major QS. It is important that all Burbank residents register to vote, learn about the pros and cons of each item, and vote on November 6, 2018. Your vote will determine the future of public education both in the state of California and locally. We at School News Roll Call urge you to read this article and its publication in its entirety to learn more of what is happening in your school district and on your campus. Check out our podcast, too.